Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, and the Kids for Love project, which is all just started. The project, I have to say, started this past Wednesday with the Pawtucket School System in Rhode Island, and I'm very, very excited about helping those kids connect with the inner love. And I want to put out there to everyone, all the listeners, thank you for listening not only to the Love by Intuition show, but all the shows on Dream Vision 7. So we're very grateful for that. And our main objective is in serving you out there. This is a live Dream Vision 7 broadcast here at 1510 AM, WUFC Boston. It's streamed worldwide on our site, and we'll be mentioning how to listen on our station. You can listen 24/7. We have a great, great show for you today. We have Dr. Kevin Morrison and Vonda Smith. They're actually a couple connected, and they have, what I feel, received from the universe a new modality called the Awakenings Technique. So we're going to be talking about that. Dr. Morrison is the co-founder of this technique, along with his life partner, Vonda Smith. And throughout his career as a chiropractor, he's used his ability to connect intuitively with patients to discover the source of their physical pain. They have a neat way of how they came together as a couple. And so without further ado, welcome to the show, both Dr. Kevin and Vonda.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Yes, I'm very pleased to be here.
Yes, and so let's get into it. First, I wanted to ask both of you, share a little bit about your how you came together. Vonda, you had an accident, and so please share for the I love the story.
In 2001, I was a horse trainer, and I actually was sitting on an unbroke horse for the very first time, and I was just kind of talking to him and that, and he just all of a sudden reared straight up, and I fell off of him, and then he fell on top of me, breaking my pelvis in four places and fracturing my lower back.
Ooh.
And after that accident, I had like years of a lot of physical pain, and I've did a whole lot of Western type modalities to get away from that pain. Like I did first off with a lot of pain medication, and my doctors put me on antidepressants because I was so immobile for the longest time. And I did chiropractic, I did massage therapy, acupuncture. I tried even getting off the antidepressants with homeopathic drugs, and I just couldn't get away from the pain. The pain was just so intense for almost a decade. And it wasn't until I was reading on the emotional aspect of pain that, and I knew Dr. Morrison at the time, and he actually just went through a death of his partner. And so he was going through a lot of emotional pain too. And so I talked to him about taking a healing modality that he already did similar work to this, and I just wanted to have somebody that would be my partner to learn this healing modality of muscle testing, which he already done for like 23 years. And so I talked him into going to Chicago to learn this healing modality of another chiropractor from Chicago. And lo and behold, within a very short period of time, I was out of physical pain. So I realized as a horse trainer, because I even tried to go back to being a horse trainer, and I was just manifesting more fear, and the more fear I manifested, the more accidents I was starting to have, and I end up, I was paralyzed and fear, not in physical, of going on as a horse trainer, and by doing this emotional work, I am now pain-free and extremely happy every single day. So that's my story of, and then working with him with this modality, it kind of manifested and morphed into our own healing modality, and it's so much deeper than the one that we've learned, and so much more simple. But it's got a lot of complex things, which we'll talk about in the show, and it's just we're so pleased to bring this modality out to the world, because it's made such a huge difference in our lives as well as our clients' lives. So we're really excited to get this out.
Yes, and well said. It needs to be out there worldwide. And so, Dr. Kevin, I know the awakenings are kind of like non-talk therapy. Tell us, share with us how, you know, more about it.
Well, basically, it's a non-talk therapy in that when we connect to the clients either in the office or over Skype, that the patients don't have to talk about their dramas and traumas for us to make a huge shift and a huge difference in their emotions. So what we find is that people feel very, very safe when they work with us. They tell me they feel like they're almost sitting just having a cup of tea with like a grandmother, with a mother. They feel so secure, because what we do during the session, or what I do particularly with my intuition, is I connect to the chakra of the highest priority for that day that we need to connect to for that individual. I'm not sure if your viewers or listeners are familiar with chakras, mm-hmm. but we connect to the chakra of highest priority. It gives us, and then we delve in through something called the five elements of Chinese medicine, which are basically wood, water, metal, earth, fire. They're the various elements that the Chinese believe that we have to be in balance with in order to be in balance in our lives. And each one of those elements has a list of various emotions that you can connect to that need to be released and replaced with something more positive. So that's what we do. They don't talk about their dramas and traumas. We help them find which chakra we're going to work with, which emotions they need to connect to, and then the clients themselves decide what is a better feeling emotion that they're going to bring into their lives. We're going to have them focus on through a 68-second meditation, through affirmations, through various procedures, and it's just a very gentle way of helping people to make a massive shift in their life. And we've been doing this now, I think, for about 2 years, and it's just getting, you know, bigger and bigger, and we couldn't be any more pleased about how it's going.
Great. Now, question, do you still use muscle testing, kinesiology, with all that you're implementing with the awakenings technique?
Yes, I use muscle testing every day. I still have my chiropractic practice. I've muscle tested for 23 years, like ever since I've graduated. I learned muscle testing from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Scott Walker out of California. And that I learned that when I was learning my first emotional healing technique that I took called NET, Neuroemotional Technique. And he was the one that actually, when I was like, I think I was 32 years old, he introduced me to the idea that if you change people's emotions, you change how they're doing physically, and he taught me how to connect to emotions through muscle testing. I use muscle testing in my practice to connect to where I need to adjust my clients, and then I muscle test in office with every client to determine what emotion they need to release, which chakra we need to work on. And if we're doing a session on Skype, Vonda's like my co-pilot. She sits in the chair beside me, and she's like my antenna. I muscle test Vonda to connect to the person on the, you know, on the other side of the computer, to what emotion we need to release. Because as you know, there's no boundary, no time and space where energy is concerned. So we use it every day, every client, with everything I do.
Yes, absolutely. There isn't the human has put limitations on that with everything, with our limited thoughts. But in essence, energy is just expansive, and we're all connected. There isn't any separation, so we can connect. All we have to do is focus on what we're doing. So I love that. So now, you know, a lot of times people, you know, we all have belief systems, belief patterns, certain thoughts that run around in our heads a million, grillion times. And for many, they may not know the core of their pain, the core of where it goes back to. It's interesting that the modality you have doesn't have to address that. So are you under the belief that one does not have to talk about their past because of how the awakenings technique actually works?
Actually, the worst thing you can do is talk about your past traumas and dramas, because all you're doing is reliving the energy, the emotions from that time frame. Like, you know, if you had somebody that, you know, they're telling their story and it might have happened 10 years ago, but the next thing you know, they're crying. It's because the emotions are still there, just under the surface. And so what we do in the office is that we'll connect to the emotion that's attached to the highest priority emotion that's attached to that memory. And you will, and then all you have to do is think about what had happened, say, you know, at the age of 10 or 14 or in your 20s, whenever this trauma's happened. And you have the memories of it. And then what we do is instead of focusing on that emotion, then what we want you to do is focus on the best feeling emotion that you can bring in. Dr. Morrison actually is piping and he wants to say something.
No, just one thing I want to say is an example of why it doesn't help you to simply talk about your emotions is an example for myself from actually yesterday or last night. We were sitting having dinner with my older brother, and he started talking. Both my mom and dad have passed away. And he started talking about how he felt about my dad. And I just sat, I just listened to what he was saying. He was basically venting. And a lot of the memories he brought up on my dad's been gone for 3 years, yet the anger my brother felt when he talked about my dad, you would have thought my dad was sitting there in the chair right there in that moment. So all it really does is it just stirs up those old emotions like a bee's nest, which didn't serve him any good, because I talked to him this morning and he said he didn't sleep very well last night. He got up and paced because of the emotions that he remembered around my dad from going back to when we were kids. So basically what I talked about this morning is he doesn't know that much about the awakenings. And we said, you know, what you need to do is let us help you to release that anger and replace that anger with a better feeling emotion so that you can be an observer to what you went through with our father, and you don't get emotionally connected to it. And that's when you know you're healing. If you can look at a situation and learn the lesson from it, but not feel emotionally attached to it. So that's kind of why talking about it isn't very effective. It just stirs it up more than it was stirred up in the past.
Yes, I understand. And the big key is, once you know what it is that is upsetting you, the major thing is to release it and just let it go and not live your story every day of your life. That's why I think it's just human nature and the way we're designed to be, and the ego feeds into there as well, is to always be thinking of what happened to us instead of thinking that the experience that we had, even though it may be heavy, painful, or whatever you want to label it as, that it is a tool to grow spiritually, to grow your soul, to make you feel peace, more peaceful, to have that flow and ease in your life. And it's letting go of that. But I think the ego that's built into us naturally, it really is working against that. So it's recognizing and then, you know, you know, as I say, talk to your ego and say, excuse me, we've already done that, and we're moving forward into a higher higher level of spirituality. How do you both feel about that?
Well, basically, I mean, I think you're exactly right that basically I always tell our clients is the all we really have is the now. And so basically, you know, you don't want to live. Most people spend their lives either living in the past. They talk about the past. And so the best thing you can do is the past is never as good as generally as you thought it was. The best thing you can do with memories that you don't like from the past is to basically to let them go. And to also let go of the things where you say, like, I'm going to be happy when. I hear this so many times from patients.
Yeah.
I'm going to be happy when I get that new job. I'm going to be happy when my marriage is better. I'm going to be happy when I retire. And I go, you know, what about being happy in the now? Because, you know, that's all you really have. And that's what Awakenings does, is it brings you back to the now, the power of now, and it helps you to release your thoughts, your negative thoughts from the past, your negative thoughts or apprehensions about the future, and it helps you to focus on where you should be, which is living right now.
Right.
I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yes, and you just made it so well, because, again, it's human nature to say, I'm going to be happy when. And if everyone just realized the gift that they already have in breathing and being here, that is a miracle in itself. And, you know, society plays into that as well. You need this, you need that, you won't be happy till you take this pill, you know, all this kind of thing. But you're right. We need to, it's gratitude of the present moment and where we are right now.
We talk about the chakras. I'm not sure. Do your listeners, do they understand what chakras are?
Yes. But I mean, please share, because we always have new listeners and you never know. You want to hear it. As you know, when you hear it a number of times, it may click one of those times.
Yeah, because, well, basically chakras are like, just like you have a nervous system, you have an energy vortex system, which are your chakras. And a lot of people think they talk about the seven main chakras, but we talk about the eight main chakras. That the zero chakra is right below, the energy is below your feet, about 2 inches. And the zero chakra is all about your ability to make decisions. So people who have issues in that chakra, they may have trouble with, they start a project and can't finish it. They want to get from point A to point B in their lives, but they're all over the map. So that's the first chakra that, if it comes up, we deal with for people. The next chakra is the first chakra, the root chakra, which is right at the base of the spine. The color of that chakra is red, and it's about safety. It's about you feeling safe in every aspect of your life. It's with money, job, finance, career, love, relationships, and involves the organs right in the base of the spine, like the lower pelvic organs. So it can involve physical issues in that part of the body. The next chakra, your second chakra, is right in the middle of your pelvis, and that chakra is orange, and it's all about sexuality. It's all about feeling nurturing. It's all about being creative. So if someone loses their ability to be creative, they lose their ability to want to sing, to paint, that type of thing. If they lose their ability to be intimate, to have intimate relationships with people from a verbal level, that chakra comes up. The next chakra is your self-worth chakra. It is yellow. It's right at your belly button. We deal with that probably more than any other chakra. Self-worth is self-worth. It can get affected when you were a child, when you're a teenager, when you're an adult, from a boss, from a parent, from someone in religious spouse, from so many people. The next chakra is your heart chakra. It is green in nature. It sits at the level of the heart. We deal this one a lot too. It's all about love. It's about you being able to give love, feel love, express love. But the biggest issue, I think, is about you feeling like you deserve to be loved. That we find so many people, they don't believe they deserve to be loved. So they go through life either not having a loving relationship, or they subconsciously wreck the relationships they're in because they don't believe they deserve to be in them. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra, which is blue in color. And the throat chakra is all about your throat, your voice. It's about you speaking your truth. It's about you taking back control of your life. Your sixth chakra is also called your third eye chakra. That's with violet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And violet, and it's basically a chakra about trust, about knowing. It's a very spiritual chakra. It's about knowing I'm a good parent, knowing that I'm a, you know, a good worker. Sorry,
and
okay,
now,
indigo.
Kevin,
Vonda's better the colors I am. Yep.
Dr. Kevin,
and the last chakra.
Hold the thought, because we need to go for a break. Everyone out there, don't go away. We'll be back with the rest of the chakras, Dr. Kevin Morrison and Vonda Smith. And we'll be giving out the call-in numbers as well as how to get in touch with both of them. Back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Exceptional Children with Dr. Nikki Show, where you'll discover holistic strategies to support children who have learning differences, energetic sensitivities, behavior concerns, and/or heightened intuitive abilities. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that will help these magnificent children shine their inner light to the fullest. This show is a proud member of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14th, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. JT found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Everyone, you're listening to the Love by Intuition show. You can catch this show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on our own station, Dream Visions, the number 7radio.com. You can also check out all our other glorious hosts there. And today, the show that we're doing with Dr. Kevin and Vonda will be broadcast Tuesday and Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m. there. And you can always catch the Love by Intuition show here and 1510 AM WUFC Boston. Chris is in the house. If anyone would like to call in and ask Dr. Kevin or Vonda a question or both, you can call in 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234. Toll free 866-338-9663. And we're talking with, again, Dr. Kevin Morrison and his wife, Vonda Smith. They're up in the Canada area, and they're actually celebrating Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend. So they're having their turkey before we do here in the States. I also wanted to mention, you can go on their site. It's awakeningstechnique.com, just as it sounds, awakeningstechnique.com. There are different things there. There's guided meditations that you can purchase that have been created with their own music and all. And there's a single session that you can purchase to try it out. You can use Skype, and try it out. You know, you can try it out, which I think is very neat, Dr. Kevin, that someone can go on and see how it feels, because it is hard for someone that may not know about different healing modalities, what they're actually doing. And as you said during the break, the only side effect is happiness.
Exactly. Well, I think what I wanted to talk about the last couple of shocks. I think we had to go for commercial. So exactly. Basically, the sixth chakra, when we're connecting the chakras for people where we need to focus on, the sixth chakra is also called the third eye chakra, because they say that it sits right between your two eyes. And the third eye chakra is violet in color. And the third eye chakra is, indigo. I keep indigo in color. And I keep, it's all about trusting and knowing. And then your seventh chakra is your crown chakra. They call it crown chakra, like the chakra on top of your head. And the crown chakra is all about you connecting to your higher purpose, or basically to that universal energy, universal intelligence, God, whatever you want to call it, whatever you're comfortable with, but we always connect to the highest priority chakra that we need to deal with for that client each day. The thing about chakras is they're like onions. Onions have layers. You peel off the layers of an onion, and that's what we do with the chakras. There may be 1, 2, 3, 4 layers of issues around a particular chakra, like self-worth. It may be self-worth issues from you back when you were a little kid, from your parents, then when you're a teenager, then in school, then in college, and in work and marriage. So we deal with each of those issues separately.
And that's why people see patterns in their life, is because if their self-worth was affected as a child, say from a father, then they'll actually take that. If they didn't deal with that energy then they just keep really reliving it in different circumstances and with different people. So it just keeps happening to them. A lot of people wonder, why do I keep living the same pattern? That is why, because you need to get disconnected from the emotions that keep driving the same situations from coming up.
And yeah, and Vaughn is very right. And the thing is, what we find too is if you don't learn the lesson from that chakra of, let's say, self-worth, or maybe with the heart chakra, the lessons, what I see in practice is the lessons get larger and they get tougher as you go on. So you definitely want to nip them in the bud when you can. The other thing I just want to mention is, not only do we do these sessions with Skype, but a lot of people don't have computers. We can do these sessions just over the telephone, so you don't have to feel, you don't have to be computer illiterate, because I'm not that computer literate. So a lot of people work with us over the phone, and it works exactly like Skype, except that we don't actually see you on the computer. So that's a little bit about the chakras we work with.
Now, you talked earlier on in the show, you mentioned the eight, that there were eight chakras.
Yeah, there's a zero chakra, like it's 0 to 7. So the zero chakra is actually, the energy of that chakra is actually about 2 inches below your feet. And I'll be honest, until about a year ago, I didn't realize that existed. And I came across it, and basically I researched it, and that's what the zero chakra, the energy of that chakra is all about. Your ability to make decisions.
And also being attached to material things. Yeah. So many people don't realize that relationships are the most important thing. To learn love and joy in life is so much more important than material things. And a lot of people, when their zero chakra is closed, they are more attached to their objects in their life than they are relationships. So it's a very, very important chakra to clear out for sure.
Right.
So it's a lot of people. We always hear about the one chakra to the seventh chakra. So it was something that I just learned about, about, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, incorporated in my practice, and I'm amazed how many people have issues in the zero chakra. And when we clear those, we see that they're more balanced in their life, and they're able to make decisions with jobs, with marriages, with any issues they're going through, and it just basically keeps them much more balanced.
Right. Now, some out there have said there are even more chakras than the ones we're used to, or what we hear about. Have you come across that?
Yes, I have. There's chakras. I know there are up to 15. There's about 15 chakras. There may be more, but basically, these chakras, once you get above the seventh chakra, you can't connect to those chakras with conscious emotions. You have to connect to them with mantras and with sounds. And basically, that's probably where we're going to go to next in our development of the awakenings technique, is we're going to go into helping people to release the energy of those mantras, those sounds. But we've had so much... We've been so busy and had so much work to do with the 0 to 7 chakra that we just haven't had the time to develop that next level of the technique. But you are absolutely right. There are more chakras than we're currently working with.
So there's chakras on every meridian of your body. So it's just unlimited with the number of chakras. But we, again, just work on the major 7. And then the 0 chakra is kind of an after effect. A lot of people can go through all their 10 chakras and get, all balanced without even going to their 0 chakra.
Right.
So basically the process is never ending.
Right. Well,
always learning, never ending.
Yes, and the human body has amazing abilities and has been designed intricately, and most of us don't realize, you know, how amazing we are and what we're capable of and what the body's capable of.
Well, it's really interesting, too, is that when we do the awakenings, for every session, we work with the energies with the chakras, the energies in the soul. We work with the energy in the actual chakra we're working with, but we also work with the physical body because I don't know how if people realize it, but the cells of our body are like little movie cameras, and they're memory magnets, and they hold on to memories, they hold on to emotions, to feelings. So we work with the energies that are stored in the cells of the physical body, and to help you further improve the health of your physical body. So we work with the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental. It covers all aspects of the human experience.
Yeah, very good. Very good. So now, do you work with all ages? Have you worked with the little ones, or is it mostly adults?
We work mainly with adults, but we've had, I think the youngest client I've had has probably been about 10 years old, and she had severe anger issues, and she made a turnaround within about the first three sessions. Her anger went from a 10 down to about a 2, and she was on her way to a 0, and then unfortunately the family moved, so we weren't able to finish what we wanted to do, but
profound changes.
Profound changes. Her mom was like, "Holy cow!" She'd been to psychiatrists. She'd been on Prozac. She'd done everything, and this little girl, she wanted to change. So that's the big thing: is that it doesn't matter what age you are. It just matters that you want to heal, and as long as you're open to healing, the changes are going to happen. And that's what I said to you in the break: is that if somebody is at the end of the rope and they're saying, "My God, you know, nothing's, my life isn't going the way I want it, nothing's changing, I'm taking pills, they want to send me to psychiatrists, they want to send me here, send me there," the awakenings technique, it's you know, you should try it, because, like I said to you, the only side effect of it is happiness. It's not a pill, it's not surgery, there's nothing that can go wrong from it, only everything can go right from it. And if you've tried everything, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Right. Well said. Well, we need to take our next break, everyone. Stay with us. We have more about the awakenings technique. When we come back, we'll be sharing some testimonials.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
The goal of the Jesse Lewis Choose Love Foundation is to cultivate a more peaceful world by creating awareness that we can choose love. By providing tools for our children and communities, we can enable them to develop a healthy level of optimism that leads to resilience. Our mission is to give people the understanding that they can choose love by living a life with gratitude, having the ability to forgive, and to be compassionate. This is a proactive effort towards mental health that'll provide children and adults with the perspective and wisdom they need to be able to navigate through life in a happy, fulfilled, and meaningful way. Our website is jessielewischooselove.org.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. Join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts and celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. Callers into the show are in a drawing. It's every first Saturday at 2 p.m.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Here we are with Dr. Kevin Morrison and Vonda Smith. And if you want to get in touch with them, go to their site, awakeningstechnique.com, just as it sounds, awakeningstechnique.com. And they can do everything on the phone or Skype. It's worldwide with technology. And so during the break, we were talking with Chris, who is our producer today here at 1510. And so go right ahead, Dr. Kevin.
Well, Chris was just talking to me that he's been having some issues, suffering with depression, and he just wanted me to connect to what I could connect to for him. And so basically the first thing I do is connect to the highest priority chakra that we need to work with for Chris. And what I get, I'm just going to do it like I'm in the office, is it the zero chakra, the first chakra. So it's the first chakra for Chris. That's the chakra that's red in color. It's about being safe. And so for Chris, this is just a very generalized thing I'm telling him, but his biggest issue with not being safe is that a seed planted in the present, it's in the past, this not being safe, where did he plant the seed of not being safe for the first time? Conception to birth, is it birth to 10, birth to 5, 6, 7, 8? So the age that comes up with you, Chris, is age 8 was the first time that you really didn't feel safe. And if you felt safe, and right now in your life, are you still feeling unsafe? Hold strong. Do you feel unsafe at age 8? Right now in your life, the biggest issue with unsafe, is it money? Is it job? Is it finance? Is it career? Is it work career? Hold strong. So basically for you, Chris, what I get, you can tell me what your take on this is that this feeling of lack of safety started when you were about 8 years old, and it's gone through your life, and right now, this lack of safety that you get revolves around career. Because it's what happens is we get the same emotion coming up throughout our lives. All that changes is the circumstances around that emotion. But basically, if you don't catch it, if you don't clear it now, it'll come up again and again and again. It might come up being unsafe in a marriage, unsafe in a business adventure. But right now, I connect to unsafe around around career, but it started back where we have to clear it. The root cause is back when you were a little boy of approximately age 8. That's where I would take you back to clear it. So does that make sense to you, Chris?
Yeah, that makes sense. How would you take it back to age 8?
Well, it's easy to take you back to age 8. Basically, what we do is I have you connect. I tell you what the emotion is that you need to connect to. Then what you do is I say connect to your very first immediate thought around, okay, I'll give you the emotion, the first emotion.
So you've got to back up a little bit, because in the office what we do is we'll actually open up your senses so that you'll be more, your memory of those emotions will come up a lot quicker. And how we do that is we use the color therapy, aromatherapy, touch therapy, and sound therapy. And we do that. It takes us about 3 to 4 minutes. And to stimulate your senses, we do it over the phone as well as in person. So it works really well by just using your imagination. And, so that's how we open up the senses, so that when he brings up the emotion that you need to release, boom, your memory, your first immediate thought goes there. So you're a lot more intuitive yourself to know what that really means.
So basically, with the first emotion that I connect you for is depression, and it's depression at age 8. So what I would tell you, Chris, is I'd say close your eyes, and I want you to connect to your very first and immediate thought, okay, and I'm going to ask, is this your depression? And it's your depression, and I want you to connect. You don't have to tell me anything. This is where it's non-talk therapy. You basically connect to at that period of age 8 or when you were that little boy, What's the main thing that your mind connects to with why you felt depression? And when you can connect to it, I have patients just say, praise source. They don't say any more than praise source. It just simply so that I know they've connected. So I want you just to do that much for me. Just connect to that feeling of depression from when you were 8 years old, what was going on in your life that would have felt that little boy to feel depressed. When you know what it is, just say praise source.
Praise source.
Okay, so I've got my bond here. I'm going to muscle test. Is this the highest priority issue with depression? It is. I'm going to say, is there an emotion behind depression? Well, strong, there is. So what happens is we have to clear the thought behind the thought. Depression is not the emotion that we need to release, Chris. It's the thought that led you to feel depression. So what was that little boy thinking or feeling at 8 years old that led him to feel depression? Because that's what I want you to connect to release. Most common thing for a little child is I didn't feel valued. I didn't feel loved. I didn't feel wanted. So I want you to connect to what were you thinking or feeling at age 8 that led you to the end result of being depressed? And when you have it, that's the only time I have that person verbally tell me what's going on. I won't make you say it on the air, but I want you to connect to what it was, and when you know what it is, just say praise source.
Praise source.
Okay, let me connect. Is this what you're thinking or feeling? So now, like if you were in the session, it was private, I would have had you told me what that emotion was. But now what I want to do is I want you to connect to what emotion can you connect to and actually feel and focus on that feels much better than that emotion. Because what I want you to do, I want you to basically, we're going to take that emotion and we're going to throw it away. It's basically like rewiring the subconscious mind. Okay, we're putting a new file in your subconscious mind to replace that emotion you focused on. So maybe it's joy, it's happiness, it's love. You don't have to tell me what it is because it's on the air. But when you connect it to the emotion that you want to replace it with, and it's something you can feel, just say praise source.
Praise source.
Okay, is this a very good choice? So what I would do in the office, on the air, on Skype, on the telephone, is I would have you do what's called a meditation for 68 seconds. You basically close your eyes and you sit back and you basically, it's like having a daydream. You go in and you just focus on that new emotion, that positive emotion, and you feel it. And you see everything you need to see about it for 68 seconds. You're rewriting your script. You're rewriting the subconscious mind. At the end of the 68 seconds, what we do is we have a an affirmation that we have you say around that emotion, and we have you repeat it 3 times, and we muscle test it from our end to make sure that you have locked it in. So with every emotion we go through in the session, we lock in the positive, you release the negative, lock in the positive, lock in the positive, release the negative. And it's just a process that we go through, and we do that every session, every emotion. Doesn't matter whether working with the soul, with your first chakra, with your physical body, it's the same thing, but it's just a very effective but a simple process. So that's kind of, we won't have you do the meditation and all that, but if you contact me, we'll set up a session, to take you through everything we do so that you can see exactly how effective it is.
Cool.
Yeah,
sounds cool. Thank you.
My pleasure. And so as Vonda was saying, we'd love to talk about some testimonials.
Yeah, and I want to say before you get to that, thank you both, Dr. Kevin and Chris, because you're actually serving and helping Chris in the very moment that we are doing the live show. It's glorious.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yes.
Thank you very much for doing that, Chris.
Go ahead. So tell us some of the testimonials from others.
All right, I'm going to pass over to Vonda. She's chomping the bit here. So,
okay.
Oh, I love talking about the testimonials, because that's the joy in the people's faces when they finally can let stuff go. You know, because a little voice in our head keeps us perpetually on that what we call a hamster wheel of life. You know, that negative self-talk. And because that was my issue, I had so much negative self-talk that I couldn't get away from that negative thinking and feeling, like Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, because what you think about, you bring about. And exactly. So I was able, through the Awakenings technique, to have no more negative self-talk. I have nothing now but positive thoughts and feelings. So I have nothing but positive thoughts and feelings, and it creates a positive life. So we've had a one golfer, college university student, who wants to be a professional golfer, and his coach said he has the same swing speed as Tiger Woods, so he has the potential of being an amazing golfer. And we started working with him last winter in February, and his self-worth went in the toilet, and he was golfing the worst he's golfed in his whole life, and he's only 19 years of age. And he was thinking about quitting school and coming back home to Canada when his mom had stumbled upon us in our hometown of London, Ontario. And she went through the sessions, and she asked if we would do her son. And, of course, we signed up with him. And within 8 sessions, he went on to win a national college title. And his golfing has increased so much now that he just finished a college tournament last weekend and had won that with a 7-under par on a very difficult course. So, and they're just raving about him, and it's all the limiting beliefs that we've released with him, and his golf game got better after every session. And not only did his golf game got better, but his whole life got better. He just manifested even a better place to live, his own car. A summer job last year was the best he's ever had. He's had his relationships with his teammates have improved, because he was kind of aloof, and now he's able to joke around. So his life has turned around so much. And then he's given us a video testimonial you can see right on our front page of our site. We've had a woman with eating disorders.
I'm going to have to interject, because the show is we need to wrap up right now. So, we'll probably invite you back another time down the road, but I want to get out there that if anyone wants to connect with Dr. Kevin and Vonda, go on the site, awakeningstechnique.com, just as it sounds. You can send Vonda an email, vonda@awakeningstechnique.com, and Vonda is the as in Victor, O-N-D-A. I'd like to thank you both for coming on the show and sharing and all the beautiful work that you're doing, and thank you for doing just that, serving so many, healing so many.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us. It's been awesome.
Everyone out there, tune in Tuesday and Friday to hear this show again on DreamVision7Radio.com. And till the next time, au revoir.